The law requires people to show one of seven different forms of photo ID before casting a regular ballot. Texas Secretary of State John Steen runs down what's eligible.
The first three relate to the DPS, and by that I mean it's a Texas driver license, a personal identification card, or a concealed handgun license. The next three are U.S. documents, a military ID containing the photograph, a citizenship certificate containing the photograph, or a United States passport.
Don't have any of those? You can still get a free election identification certificate from DPS offices around the state. Steen says if you show up to vote without any of those seven IDs, you won't be turned away from the polls.
If you flat don't have any form of photo ID, you can still vote provisionally, and then you've got 6 days to go to the county registrar, and the word they use is cure it, or another way to say it is just to straighten things out with the county registrar and have your vote cleared to be counted.
Minority groups and Democratic lawmakers have been fighting against implementation of the photo ID law ever since it passed the state legislature in 2011. But the current court battle hasn't been focused on blocking the law's use in the November election. Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune and has been following the courtroom battle over photo ID. He says for now, it's all about seeing how the law works in an actual election.
All of the people that are challenging this are looking at the elections that started this week with early voting to figure out whether this is causing problems or not, and if so, where and how can they use that in court.
Ramsey says groups for and against the law will focus most of their energy watching elections in the state's largest county. Harris County has a high-profile election over whether or not to keep the iconic Astrodome, and Houston has a contested mayoral election.
So the prospects of turnout there are better. There are more people there. It's a really diverse population, and I guess some of the people who oppose the voter ID law are thinking if there's going to be something go haywire, it might as well be Harris County.
There's a status hearing Friday on the current challenge to the photo ID law. That will help set up how the case moves forward. While challengers hope to find some evidence in the November election that could help block the law in either the 2014 primaries or general election. For KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.